Still stuck, still with nowhere to go. Watched from one side by Belarusian soldiers and on the other by Polish troops. These families, men, women and young children, are now trapped in no man's land. Poland has accused Russia of masterminding the crisis. Russia denies that.
I want everybody to know we have nothing to do with it. Everybody is trying to make us responsible for something at every given opportunity and without it.
The EU says Belarus is waging a hybrid war, using migrants as a weapon. It has accused Minsk of flying in people mainly from the Middle East to then push them to cross the border illegally. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko denied the accusation and is threatening to cut gas supplies if the EU impose more sanctions. He is upping the rhetoric. Meanwhile, people are still trying to make the difficult journey across into Europe. Malik tried several times to cross into Poland, finally making it along with her three children.
This has been the most tiring 2 months of my life. We even fell into a pond, water reached up to here. I fell and we didn't have clothes. Then I got sick. When the border guards found us, I couldn't even stand by myself.
She's now at a migrant centre in the Polish city of Białystok. Out in the forest that surround this area, there are signs that people have made it. We came across women's and children's clothes. And in the pouch, we found one piece of paper, written in Arabic, my husband, with a phone number on it. The state of emergency means there's an exclusion zone near the border where aid workers and journalists are not allowed to enter. But the signs are clear. All across here, within the exclusion zone, are signs that people have passed through very, very recently. Some of these clothes are still dry. This one down here, I can see some money. That's Belarusian money. So these people have obviously crossed the border recently. Fresh food not even a day old, thermal blankets, and other signs that people have managed to cross into Poland. Not everyone makes it. Polish authorities said the body of a 20-year-old man was found on Friday. But for many others, they're still waiting for the opportunity and willing to take the risks that come with it. Asad Beg, Al Jazeera, Poland.